Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Saran Sankofa. I want to thank you guys for tuning in tonight for my test one for Saran Says Sundays on blogtalkradio.com. This is Saran Says Sunday early on at Saran Says Saturday. We're testing out the new platform on Blog Talk Radio from my phone in my apartment here in Los Angeles, California, and we're testing it out to see if this is a successful and efficient means for me to continue Saran Says Sundays while I'm abroad in London. I'm already seeing that I have to call in, which is going to pose a problem when I am abroad because I won't be able to use my cell phone to call, but we'll see if we can make something work, if we can switch it around, or if we can use a microphone to talk from my computer. In the meantime, I just want you guys to think about your Saturday, think about what you did today, and think about what parts of your day were intentional, what parts of your day were meaningful, what parts of your day do you remember doing deliberately, what things happened because you wanted them to, what things happened because you didn't want them to. Was your Saturday a good balance between structure and spontaneity? Did you get things done that you needed to while at the same time enjoying the little moments, appreciating the times where you could just stop and breathe and be? And did you have a good balance between those things? Do you feel like your Saturday was a successful Saturday in that way? So I want you to think about it. And for 60 seconds, we're just going to breathe. We're going to inhale through our nose and exhale through our mouths. And then after we get all of the air out of our mouth, we're going to go, huh. So it kind of sounds like this. Inhale. Exhale. Ha. You can continue that for about 30 more seconds. One of my mentors, Mark David Waldman, talks about yawning 10 times intentionally. Oh. 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 You have to fake the first five, he says, and then afterwards you don't have to fake them anymore. And it changes your whole mood. It brings you down. When you loosen the muscles in your face, you're able to breathe. You're able to be attentive to the moment. You're able to see things clear for what they are. You're able to be free from distractions at that very moment, as well as taking 60 seconds to roll your neck around from one corner to the other corner. You might think, how can I do that? I don't even know how long 60 seconds is in my mind. You know, I don't want to focus. You can put a timer on them. So just go as slow as possible. And even when you go as slow as possible, it'll still be too fast to go all the way around in 60 seconds. But that's okay. Try it out. Roll your neck around for 60 seconds. And then when you get back to the center, open your eyes. And think about what muscles you feel. Think about what things you feel that you've never felt before. Think about those things. Think about that Saturday we were talking about, that spontaneous and that structured Saturday that'll turn into a significant and sustainable Sunday to start off your week on Monday. Think about that. Tomorrow is my last show on KLXU until I come back in the fall of next year because I'm moving to London, and it's a beautiful thing. So I have to think about my Sunday. Think about my Sunday and know and hope that it will be as successful as my Saturday was. While my Saturday was full of structure and spontaneity, my Sunday will be full of success and sustainability to start my week for the next week, to start my week off strong as I move into my finals, as I move out of my apartment, as I pack up my belongings. So I'm breathing. And I'm thinking about my day. And I'm breathing. and I'm thinking about my day.
But you didn't get brainwashed by her day-to-day life and what her child is wearing and who she's dating and, you know, all the things that really, it's not your business, you know? And it shouldn't influence the way you listen to the voice and the art, but it does. I'm recording in the studio, I want to close my eyes and feel, and anyone that's going to distract me from that, they're just not allowed in the studio. I'm like, get out of here. I don't want to hear you say, well, maybe you should put more song structure. I don't want to hear any of that. I'm truly an artist in the studio.
Now we're back from that little break. We're just testing the music, but that was a clip. So we're going to upload and try to play a song that's actually a song. In the meantime, I'm going to keep talking so I can hear myself. I'm going to fill the space. Four minutes and 26 seconds left. In the meantime, while we're winding up for our test one for Surround to Sundays on blogtalkradio.com, which you just have a moment. Or you channel your energy. You channel your energy into one part of your body. Maybe it's your face. Maybe it's your stomach. Maybe it's your toes. While we're waiting for Monica to load. I don't know what's taking Monica long, but I'm going to see if we can play Monica, and then we're going to end the episode. Wonder why Monica's not loading. Guys, for everyone, and not thank you songs for not working, but that's okay. Test one for Sarron Says Sunday on Blog Talk Radio. Sarron says and aims to inspire and influence. Thank you guys for tuning in. Be blessed and have a wonderful week.